This is TWiT.
So the other semi-big news is we know that the Xbox Series X, which is the next generation Microsoft console, is black. And so we've seen all, you know, the peripherals we've seen have been black. And someone on Reddit posted a photo of a white version of the next generation controller. And if you're familiar with Microsoft's controller, you may recognize that this new coming controller as an improvement over the standard controller. And it's got a few elements, design elements from the Elite controller, like that D-pad design. And an extra button and some other stuff, but subtle improvements to the current controller. So there's a white version. That's not necessarily a huge deal because white would be a color they would make. There are obviously different color controllers. They have the customization service you can use to make your own controller and so forth. But there are rumors that there's going to be something called an Xbox Series S, and that would replace the Xbox One S as kind of a mid-level machine, something that would be less expensive, and that machine is expected to be white. And is this that controller? Is that why this exists? Because the soonest they could announce it would be August, but it's possible before this holiday season, Microsoft will actually announce that, like Sony, they're actually going to go to market with two different versions of the console. We might see a white, less expensive version. This photo was taken in the home of a Microsoft employee by a friend of his child.
Sitting up.
It was kind of interesting.
Wow.
Because if you're familiar
with
Xbox controllers, you can look at it and say, that's not what an Xbox controller looks like. What's going on here?
What's different, Paul? Because it doesn't look so different to me.
Besides the color? The middle under the white. There's a third.
Oh, this button. The eject button, whatever that is.
Yeah, I think it's probably a share button, but yeah. The other two are the same. And then that D-pad is a different design. It's a plastic version of the D-pad that you get on the Elite controller, which is removable.
Right.
It's actually just kind of subtle. I mean, the D-pad on the current controller is actually, I can show, this is a custom controller, but it has, see how it's a
line? Yeah, it's a plus instead of a circle. Yeah.
So the circle, you get that on the,
that's a PlayStation-y thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Probably.
I've seen that circle somewhere.
Well, the Elite controller has it.
That's right. I have an Elite controller. That's right.
Pop off those different styles.
Yeah.
Silver, you know, but it's that basic design.
Yeah, that's kind of a better design.
Yeah. I think they've got the right layout. I like that they're kind of going forward. I mean, honestly, this is very close to the Xbox One controller. They did a nice upgrade from Xbox. The original Xbox 360 was okay. They refined that controller over time. They evolved that into the Xbox One. This is kind of a nice continuation. So. It looks like it's good design.
I love the story. Man, Reddit's amazing. The stuff you find on Reddit is hysterical. So I was at this party, man, and there was this weird controller, dude.
Yeah, and his father works for Microsoft.
What? I was like, why is that what could this be, man? That's why I live on Reddit. I just love it.